WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our film critic John Powers has a review of Ants, the new computer-animated feature from DreamWorks. The star-studded cast includes the voices of Woody Allen, Sharon Stone, Sarah Jessica Parker, Danny Glover, Jennifer Lopez, Gene Hackman, Christopher Walken, Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, and Sylvester Stallone.
Perhaps inspired by Noah's Ark, Hollywood has taken to giving us movies in pairs. In the last year or so, we've had two pictures about volcanoes, two about killer meteors, and two about, of all subjects, the forgotten distance runner Steve Prefontaine. Now comes the first of two cartoons devoted to talking ants. The movie is called Ants, which would be terribly literal-minded if the title weren't spelled with a Z. Its hero, and it's tempting to call him an anti-hero, is an ant named Z, who's voiced by Woody Allen. When we first meet him, he's talking to his shrink about his feelings of meaninglessness. He wants to get in touch with his inner maggot. But ant life has no room for individuality. Then, one day, a princess ant named Bala, played by Sharon Stone, goes slumming in a worker ant's bar. There she meets Z, who falls for her. But to see her again, he must leave his predestined path. So he switches jobs with a soldier, only to get sent off to war. And soon he's caught in the middle of a scheme cooked up by General Mandible. That's Gene Hackman, a megalomaniacal militarist who dreams of creating a superior new race of ants. Because Ants is computer-generated, it's only natural to compare it to Toy Story, the Disney film that was sort of the Mark McGuire of computer animation, not just topping, but profoundly eclipsing everything that came before. Frankly, Ants' animation isn't thrilling in the same way. Rather, it's like seeing Sammy Sosa hit his 60-second home run after it's already been done. It's remarkable, but not revelatory. Then again, this hardly matters, for what's strongest about the movie is its script, which is surprisingly grown up and witty for a present-day cartoon. The picture is filled with funny things. Gags about Eurotrash insects, spoofs of Pulp Fiction, ants doing line dances to Guantanamera, and of course Z's endless neurotic palaver, in which Allen delivers one-liners far cleverer than the ones in his own recent movies. Here, Z and his soldier friend Weaver, voiced by Sylvester Stallone, meet after work in a bar.
Two aphid beers.
Why'd I have to be born a worker?
You soldiers get all the glory. Plus, you get to go out in the world. You know, you meet interesting insects. You get to kill them.
Yeah, but you get to spend all day with those beautiful worker bees.
Weaver, they're career girls. They're obsessed with digging. I really don't think I'm ever going to meet the right girl for me.
Who said there was a girl for you? I was talking about a girl for me. Don't you want your aphid beer?
Call me crazy, but I have a thing about drinking from the anus of another creature, okay?
Suit yourself.
Although it's a big-budget Hollywood movie, Ant seems aimed less at the multiplex than at the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and not simply because it's Woody Allen playing the lead. The whole story exudes an old-fashioned liberal sensibility. There's the struggle of the worker ant against the oppressive system. There's Hackman's fascist ant, who's like something from Dr. Strangelove. And there's the careful multiculturalism of the casting. The most heroic soldier ant is voiced by Danny Glover, while the leading female worker is Jennifer Lopez. Although such casting is not without calculation, Ants' off-the-wall political idealism feels far less smarmy than the soulless uplift of cartoons like Pocahontas and Mulan. But it does raise the question of who the movie is for. The funniest bits are aimed at adults, and I'm not sure that kids will be able to follow it. Will they really laugh at that joke about aphid beer? Will they get the parody of psychological jargon that fills Z's session with his shrink? Even the animation may prove tricky for children. The different ants aren't nearly as easy to tell apart as, say, the cowboy and the spaceman in Toy Story. In fact, ants could easily fall through the commercial cracks. It's too sophisticated for kids who go to cartoons, but too cartoonish for the adults who could understand its humor. But it's not my job to worry about a movie's box office potential. It's enough that I thoroughly enjoyed Ants, which, unlike so many recent Disney cartoons, feels like more than an enormous marketing ploy. Watching this movie, you don't feel that the whole thing was created simply to sell your child an Aunt Z action figure, or to get your kids screaming for a Happy Meal with a six-legged creature printed on the cup.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.